It's Monday, July 16th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes to us from Rizzy Week 119. Matt Scott is joined by Joe Whitaker and myself talking about Google Duplex. Joe Whitaker starts us off talking about the potential legal issues of having automated calling.
The scary part, she's right. A lot of people that are already talking about it are right. It is kind of scary. But my concern is, so far, on the legal side for a business. Because, yes, I'm kind of scared of it. I'm scared of false calls going out and all that. But on the business side, you know, am I legally bound to accept a reservation, accept a payment, accept a charge, accept a purchase by something that's not a person? You know, can I like order like a bunch of water beds to my house and have Google, have Duplex do it? And then when they all show up, say, I didn't order that. You better check your voice recordings. You know, there's going to be a lot of, it's iffy for me. I do think it's really cool. I think it's kind of a step in the right direction for AI, but I also think it's a step in the wrong direction for laziness. Because if I have to go on there and schedule Google to call and make me an appointment or reservation, don't I have the time to do it myself anyways?
What if I tell Google, though, to call every one of my appointments the day before from my calendar and ask them if they've read our pre-qualifying checkbook?
And if they say no...
Hey, this is Google from Omega Audio Video. We want to make sure that you've...
So in other words, receptionists should be worried. Because they're
out of a job.
They're done. I mean, there are some big useful things, but the scary thing I think is going to be on the legal side and the business side. I don't think that Duplex is going to take over the world, and I don't think that there's going to be a lot of malicious things to come out of this, with the exception of I'm worried about the business side of it. You know, that food place that they called and making those reservations, and to the point of, you know, how many million unwarranted Uber calls are going to be made. You know, I'm looking at that. There is a big potential for monetary loss on a business owner side, which is the fearful part to me.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.